everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Organist Encores with me, Damon Cox. Now, Valentine's Day is not that far away, and there's a certain smell in the air. And it's not the farmer spreading some muck on his fields, it's the smell of romance. So with that in mind, this show can be used to woo your loved ones with the sumptuous sounds of the theatre organ. Romance is the key word in this week's show, so let's get the ball rolling with Jim Rosevere on the Oriental Theatre Wurlitzer in Portland, which had 3 manuals, 13 ranks, with a lively jazz standard, A Romantic Guy I. Wonderful Jim Rosevere and Romantic Guy I. Now time for a waltz that seems really quite simple until you get to the middle section, in which case all of that simplicity is thrown out the window. It's called Romantic Princess. Now, to my knowledge, the person who sort of pioneered this and associated it with the Wurlitzer was Joseph Seal. Since then, others have gone on to record it and play it, but this is the original, you might say. Joe, on this occasion, is playing the ex-Regal Kingston-upon-Thames Wurlitzer, not when it was in the theatre, but when it moved to the Musical Museum in Brentford. That's the old building in the church. And I believe this track comes from Joe's last ever commercial recording. So here is the waltz, Romantic Princess. Thank you. Walt's romantic princess played by Joseph Seale at Brentford. Now time for a tune called Romance from The Magic Bow. And this is a Len Rawl party piece special where he deploys his Mantovani strings effect. And to put those string effects to great use is the four-manual 20-rank Wurlitzer in the Free Trade Hall in Manchester, which of course at one time was in the Paramount Odeon in Manchester and is now at Stockport Town Hall. Anyway, here's Len with Romance. Len Rawl with Romance at the Free Trade Hall in Manchester. Well, from Manchester to Howden Lawyer and the sounds of the Free Manual 12 Rank Wurlitzer, in the same form that we heard it last week on John Leeming's submission to the show. This time we're hearing co-presenter Nigel Ogden play. Nigel, incidentally, will be back with us next week when he's in his archive. But for now, let's enjoy him playing the New Victoria Centre Howden Lawyer Wurlitzer with The Lady Seeks Romance. The Lady Seeks Romance, played by Nigel Ogden at Howden Lawyer. Of course, that organ has gone on to be enlarged to a considerable number of ranks, more than it had originally in the Gaumont Bradford. Now time to go over to the States, and this time to the Richard Loderhaus Studio in New York, which is home to a Free Manual 38 rank Wurlitzer. Recorded by many, notably Jesse Crawford, when it was in its original recording studio. But on this occasion, here's Tom Sheen with a very jazzy, pizzazzy arrangement of I'll Take Romance. Thank you. the jazzy pizzazzy sounds of Tom Sheen with that lively arrangement of I'll Take Romance from the Richard Lodehouse studio in New York. Now time for some memories of Nelson Eddy and Jeanette McDonald, played by Chris Elliott on the Shays Buffalo Theatre in New York. Enough of fantastic, perhaps, as some people have said to me, the best in-theatre organ sound. One day I would love to go over and hear it, but if it's anything like the recordings, it's going to be fantastic. Anyway, here's Chris Elliott with Isn't It Romantic?
Thank you.
the gorgeous sounds of Shay's Buffalo and Chris Elliott at the console with Isn't It Romantic. Now, it's been said by many that one of the finest, if not the finest, studio recording organ was the one that resided in Buddy Cole's bunker in Hollywood. This organ, comprised of Wurlitzer and Morton, was really something very special. And of course, if Buddy hadn't have passed away so early on in his life, I'm sure that it would have been recorded and used many more times. But of course, in its Free Manual 27 rank incarnation, it was only recorded twice by Buddy as a solo organ recording. So here is from that LP called Modern Pipe Organ, a really incredibly beautiful and imaginative arrangement of that Rodgers and Hart classic, My Romance. Sounds of Buddy Cole in his bunker in Hollywood and the sounds of the Free Manual 27 rank Wurlitzer Morton with My Romance. Now we are very much approaching the end of this week's show, and if I've been successful, I'm sure that the person who you've serenaded with this show, you'll be in their arms, and I can say that my work has been done. Of course, if it hasn't, I'm sorry. Some people do run away to the sounds of the theatre organ, but I know many of you don't. So if I've been successful, hopefully I've left you with a fine romance. And that's the tune we're going to end this week's show on, played by Rex Currie, on the Nevercut Collection Wurlitzer in San Salma when it just had 25 ranks. Lively sounds of Rex Currie, who's an organist who we don't hear that much of these days, which is a great shame, playing a fine romance. And that's bringing this romantic edition of the Organist Encores to a close. As I say, if I've been successful, great. If I haven't, I'm sorry. And all it leaves me to say is to run away and announce that Nigel Ogden will be back at the microphone next Thursday with a selection from his archive, which no doubt will be full of all sorts of goodies. I can't wait, so be sure to tune in. Until then, this is Damon Cox signing off, saying goodbye, take care, and see you all very soon.